And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, listen, we are proud to have on someone who's been a friend of the show, been on several times. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin is a founding member of what we often refer to as Delta Force, a long career in special operations that led him to be a part of missions that have been made into movies. I mean, we're talking about the attempted rescue of the Iran hostages, the hunt for Pablo Escobar, the invasion of Panama, the invasion of Grenada, the Battle of Mogadishu. All said and done, he has been there and done that, and he's also a man of great faith, and right now, currently, a vice president of the Family Resource Council, and currently online with us right now. General Boykin, how you doing, sir?
I am doing well. I'm, like you, I'm sure, a little exhausted from everything that's happening in Israel today, and trying to stay up and not miss anything, you know, so, but I'm doing well.
Well, I appreciate you making time, sir, and you made time for us with very short notice, and it was a little surreal. I was actually looking up on the wall and realized you're still on Cavuto while we're waiting for you to come on this show, so I knew exactly where you were.
Yeah.
Well, sir, let me ask you this. First of all, your impressions about what is happening, just give me your unvarnished thoughts on what is happening currently in Israel, and then I want to switch to military response and what you think our capabilities are, but talk to us for the moment about someone, what your thoughts are about Israel.
Yeah, first of all, I think this is probably the last straw for the Israelis in terms of Hamas. I think that they're going to bring the hammer down on Hamas, and a lot of people are going to get killed. A lot of Israelis, and certainly a lot of the Palestinians, as they prefer to be called, but terrorists is what I would call them, and that's exactly what they are. So it's going to go on for a while. This is not a quick war.
No, I would imagine so, and it's certainly not something that was invited by Israel. There was no aggressive action that Hamas responded to. No. It was a flashpoint moment, and we're watching right now. I heard it said at some point, some pundit pointed out, and I think it was actually maybe the ambassador from Israel, said that more Jews were killed in this series of attacks this weekend in one day than in any one day since the Holocaust.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the barbaric nature of this ought to tell you something. And I hope your audience will understand this. And it was demonic. The way that these people murdered, brutalized the Israelis, that kind of hatred, as far as I'm concerned, can only come from the influence of demons,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And other people will say, well, you know, that's Hollywood. Well, no, it's not. And you need to take it seriously because these people are unbelievable. And there's nobody I know that could even fathom doing what they have done to the Israelis over there and the brutality of it all. So.
Well, I completely agree. I mean, there's a war in the heavenlies, and we're watching. There's no other accounting, by the way, for the absolute hatred of the Jewish people simply because they exist, except to find that this has a spiritual component to it. I agree.
That's exactly right. And but look, we know that they're going to win this war. Now, they're going to lose a lot of people, especially when they get into Gaza. They're going to lose a lot of people, but I believe that they are truly going to get in there and ferret out all of the targets that can be associated with Hamas. I think they're going to find those targets, and they're not going to leave until they've destroyed them, and then they're going to destroy the leadership in there. And what I hope is there's just enough leaders left in there to be taken to The Hague for war crimes, because they need to see that the world is watching.
No, I think you're probably right, sir. And I would bet that that target list was updated on a regular basis, and they already know where most of their priority targets are. Let me ask you this though: was there an intel failure here on the part of the Israelis? Did somebody miss something? I mean, this was not a snap moment. This was a well orchestrated, well funded, well armed event from various angles.
Phil, I lived over in Israel with the Golani Brigade for a period of time, and I also worked with their intel services. And I'm going to tell you, when I was there and what I witnessed myself, they were the finest intel service in the world, and that is because it was a matter of survival for them, because they were existential threats. And they were the best in the world. And I've asked myself multiple times, how could they have failed this miserably? How could they let this happen? And I think that what has happened is the internal turmoil in Israel today, with all of the Knesset up, and you know, in a roar, and the arguments and all of the fighting and bickering. I think they took their eye off the ball. Wow. I think that overtook them, and they took their eye off the ball, and now they're paying for it.
Well, and that's a warning sign for where we are right now. I mean, here we are with a government that is somewhat feckless in its presentation from the executive. The House is seeking new leadership, and the FBI is focused on right-wing extremists. And I just look at it and think, man, we got to get our eyes on the ball, because the world is not a happy place.
No, you're absolutely right. And hey, look, here's the other thing. If we don't stand with Israel, if it's true that our president told Bibi Netanyahu that he wanted to see moderation, then we're going to pay for that.
Oh,
and that's biblical.
Yeah,
that is biblical. And we had better stand with Israel. This may be our last chance, and we better stand with Israel, because all of these countries, all of these nations, including the UN and everybody else, that is calling for moderation, shame on them. Shame on all of them. And as a nation, we had better find our courage and stand with Israel and go as far as we have to go. I've got grandchildren. I don't want to see them fighting a war. But I tell you what's worse than that is for them to be in a nation that turns its back on Israel, because there is a price to pay that is outlined and articulated very well in the Bible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Speaking of which, let me ask you something. In your experience, I mean, you have been a part of hostage rescue boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. You've been a part of command and control elements. You know JSOC, or Joint Special Operations Command, that has command and control of, you know, everything from SEAL Team 6 and Delta and other special mission units. Would you imagine that they're spun up right now? I mean, what is your anticipation with the fact that we have Americans who are also being held hostage over there right now?
Yeah. Well, I told you I lived over there for a period of time. And that was the whole purpose of my being over there for that period of time, was to help rescue some hostages that had been taken across the border into Lebanon. And we trained with them, we worked with them, we did intel with them, and we have worked with them before. I guarantee you, Phil, that Delta and SEAL Team 6 and some of the other enhancing organizations that are part of special operations, if they're not there already, which I think they probably are, if they're not, they're going to be on the way pretty soon. Because yes, you got Americans there, then you're going to have the Delta Force and SEAL Team 6 there, and I can promise you that's what's happening right now.
Well, sir, we got about 2 minutes left, and I really appreciate your time, and I guess I have to ask you, the political will of the Biden administration right now. I mean, are we looking at a rapid deployment force that's sitting on ready status, the green ramp, or are we going to be the ones? In your opinion, do we have to? Bottom line is he awake? I don't know. Is he asleep at the wheel? That's where I'm concerned.
Well, I think he is, but I also think that given how critical this situation is and the fact that we've got an election coming up, I think that he is going to try to split it right down the middle and try to appease both sides. Well, you can't do that. So he's going to have to choose sides here. That doesn't mean that he doesn't continue to try and convince the Palestinians or the Hamas people that that they need to back off. And even that's not going to do them any good because the Israelis have had it. They're going to kill a lot of Hamas in there.
Well, I think you're probably right, sir. And the reality is, it's a crazy time to be watching. It's a time where you find yourself thinking, I don't know what the end times looks like, but it looks a lot like what we're seeing. I appreciate the fact that you've been very ever present, even throughout your career, with your faith. And your book, Never Surrender, is on my shelf. And we really appreciate your stance and the fact that you were able to call in here today on today's show with short notice.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed being with you. And you just let me know if I can help you at some other point.
Well, we do. We do appreciate you. And Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, you have a great day, sir. We'll keep our eyes on things, all right?
Okay, bud.
All right, take care. Rangers lead the way.
All the way.
All the way. Well, so there you go. I mean, there's a guy. And by the way, we're talking multiple Purple Hearts, Decorations for Valor, founding member of Delta Force. Been there and done that. If you've never read his book, by the way, Lord, you need to get a copy. It's called Never Surrender. You want to read a story that'll make you proud to be an American, help you understand what it means to have faith in action, and also be willing to take your faith and go places that are hard and scary and do good stuff. That book, Never Surrender by Jerry Boykin, he didn't ask me to plug it. I'm plugging it anyway. It's one of my favorite books. I've got an autographed copy on my shelf. And the man is everything that his resume says he is, and I appreciate him. That's a personal hero of mine. So listen, bottom line is we're going to shift gears. But this whole show today is on peace through strength. You can have peace through strength on the military front, and you can be losing it in terms of crime on your streets and your own southern border, and that's where we are right now. So coming up right after this break, we're going to have another conversation with Jared Hudson, a former Navy SEAL who recently ran for sheriff of Jefferson County, one of the largest county, if not the largest county in the state of Alabama. And he did so because he knew that what we got to have is a return to normalcy and safe streets. And we need strength in the office of sheriff or any other law enforcement to include the mayor's offices. Well, folks, I'm telling you, peace through strength, that comes in the question of crime and criminal enforcement. We'll talk to Jared Hudson right after this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.